Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
And streaming live on the YouTubes anytime. You can access that on the YouTube page on our WTMJ website or our mobile app. Just click the Watch Now button. A lot going on today. We got the Vice President not only in town, spent the night, but then is on her way to two other stops after she finishes up here in Milwaukee this
morning.
Big
day in Wisconsin.
So basically the state belongs, or Wisconsin belongs to the Democratic campaign today.
Right, yep. Working it hard today. Stopping in La Crosse and in Green Bay, waking up in Milwaukee this morning.
Talk a little bit more about her movements ahead, but want to get to this first. Asked my son the other day, are you sick again or are you still sick?
Dude, like, it's got to be one or the other.
Right? I don't know. He's like, I don't know. He's frustrated. Yep. Like, everybody you know is sick. We're all going to the doctor this morning. The doctor is in. I want to talk about what's going around right now. Vaccines available. Should you get the COVID? Should you get the kids with the COVID shot? My fellow Wauwatosa East High School alum and friend of the program, Dr. Tim Richer, in
morning.
The house this morning. Hey, Doc. Do you want to start with Tosa East football being 7-1?
Somebody asked me yesterday, when's the last, like, how many times has that happened? I'm like, I can think of twice since, like, 88.
Yeah, right. And one of them was right? My junior year. I think we finished. That
well,
was year.
To you.
Port was 9-0. Germantown finished 8-1. And we finished 7-2.
You had a hell of a block.
So let me tell you.
Yeah, right.
Remember that.
Yeah, I know. Really. And I was an integral part in that team. All right. Nobody cares. So I bet you're not at all surprised to hear my story about young Max. You're probably seeing kids who, since the start of the school year, have had more sick days than healthy ones, right?
Yeah. Previously, I think I used the term, you know, the buffet of illnesses. And this is like John's crew is just back to the buffet, right? I mean, back to the buffet. Here we are. And a lot of different viruses floating around. And Max is exactly right. You have people coming in who have been sick for 4 or 5 weeks. And you have to figure out, is this just an ongoing complication of what you had or just multiple things piling on one another? And yeah, so.
And that can happen, right? So you have something here, you got over that, and now you're sick again with something that feels like that, but maybe it's a different virus?
Sure, yeah. Ugh. One of the things I learned and I really didn't appreciate during COVID when we could test for a million things all at once was how often kids would have like more than one virus at the same time, you know, in them. So and they all have different, you know, durations of symptoms. And so, yeah, they can definitely, you know, overlap and, you know, that's just life.
Is there anything more unique to the situation this year or is this just every fall we're reminded of?
No, I kind of feel like we're back to how things used to be. Okay. You know, COVID disrupted everything and created weird patterns with viruses showing up at odd times of year. I kind of feel like we're kind of back. You know, you never really know when flu is going to pop up or when RSV is going to be bad, but it kind of feels like there haven't been surprises, you know, this year, you know, thankfully. So,
talking with Dr. Tim Richer from Tosa Pediatrics. What about whooping cough or pertussis? I know that had a little blip early in the school year.
Yeah. So, in addition to the usual stuff that we're seeing, which are like your run of the mill colds, rhinovirus and enterovirus, which can cause, you know, sores in the little kids' mouths and hands, and then number two is COVID's, you know, of course, you know, up there. And so in addition to those, we have a couple unique things kind of happening. And every so often, pertussis, whooping cough, does make a little comeback. And it's just, I've been doing this long enough now where I've seen that several times. And it's also one of those things where when you see it, you start testing more and more people for it, and then you actually start finding it more. So there's a little bit of that. Yeah. There's a little bit of that. Because, like I said, Max is probably coughing for 5 weeks because he's had multiple things and it's probably not whooping cough. But there's always a little bit around, and it's a reminder that vaccines are important. And, you know, his age and grade school kids are going to be fine with whooping cough, but infants will not be sometimes. Sadly, I've seen that happen. So, you know, getting your DTaP when you're younger and then boosting it with that Tdap vaccine around age 11 The immunity wanes pretty quickly, so it's important to stay on top of those. And then I would say the other weird thing that we're seeing is just a lot more just walking pneumonias and pneumonias that don't respond to what we typically use with regard to antibiotics. And so a little bit more of that than I typically see in September. But September is a goofy month because you have new allergens with molds and ragweed out there. Then you have all the viruses and especially people with asthma who went all summer feeling pretty good. You know, those are the ones that you roll into late August and early September when it's still nice out thinking I'm going to be fine. And then all of this stuff hits at once. And those are the ones that are most at risk, you know, which, yeah.
I'm taking my 13 and my 14-year-old in for flu shots today. And my 13-year-old was asked whether or not she wanted the inhaler or the actual shot. And she jumped at it. She's like, I'm absolutely getting the inhaling one.
Oh, the mist, like in the nose?
Nasal mist, yeah.
The nasal mist.
The squirt up there, yeah.
So does one work more than the other? Does it matter, really?
Historically, there have been years where one has a slight advantage over the other, but that kind of waffles back and forth. So I would say I usually tell parents, treat them as, you know, the same.
Can she get them both? Can I have her do the inhaler and the shot?
You probably could.
Super fast.
You know, but you can only sort of like advance your immunity so far, so it's not going to hurt you, but it's certainly not going to help. But
would one work better than the other only because of the strains being different in those two vaccines?
No, they're actually the same.
Okay.
So yeah, it shouldn't really matter. And there are certain restrictions on flu mist, you know, so you have to, you know, make sure you answer all those questions appropriately at your physician. But really, it's personal choice. Some kids are like, I have such negative memories of having you guys stick that swab to the back of my nose over and over again during COVID. They're like, you're not coming close to my nose. I'll
stay
take it in the arm any day.
Right?
Yeah, stay away from my nose. And others are like, no, absolutely. I'd rather have that than the needle. So either one. And now's a perfect time. Every once in a while, flu pops up around Thanksgiving, you know, and you need about 2 weeks for a good immunity. So October is the ideal time to get it on board.
Tim Richer is with TOSA Pediatrics. He is my kid's doctor and sharing some advice with us as well today. All right, let's get into COVID, the COVID vaccine. Since you're a pediatrician, we'll start with the kids, but I want to ask you about adults as well. So what are you telling families? What kind of questions are families asking about the COVID vaccine now that they're coming to see you these several years removed?
You know, it's they used to have specific questions because of things that, you know, they would hear or read. And now it's more just sort of an uneasy, what do you think? Should I? Shouldn't I? How do you feel about it? And my response to that is simply, if you look statistically at the mortality rate in children, it's about 2 to 3 times with COVID than flu. So if you've value influenza, because a lot of people don't get the influenza shot. You know, probably like half of Americans don't. But if you value flu and what it does for you, which is keep you alive and generally out of the hospital, then you should probably value the COVID vaccine too. And they might follow it up with, well, how do you feel about mRNA and all of that? But generally, the shots, both flu and COVID, are may not be great at preventing you from getting flu and COVID, but they're very good at keeping you alive and keeping you out of the hospital.
You mentioned those two different kinds of shots, the mRNA vaccine, which at least seems to be relatively new, and then the sort of the more traditional vax. For kids and for adults, what's the difference?
Not much in regard to how well they work, but I think you hit it right on the head. I mean, mRNA is not new technology. It's been around for over 40 years. It's just new for us when it comes to vaccines. Mm-hmm. But it works really well. And, it, you know, we're now coming up on, 4 years out, right, from that. And it continues to work well. But some people are just comfortable with kind of the old way of doing stuff. And, you know, Novavax, there's another vaccine out there for that. We don't use a lot of it in our practice because it's only approved for 12 and up. And, you know, you can only have so many shots at the refrigerator, you know, before you start grabbing the wrong one or whatever. So, but I think it's worth asking. And I do think if there's some hesitation on the mRNA front, that it will be nice to have another one as the age indication comes down. But that, you know, I don't know when that's going to happen, but I think as an adult, you know, you certainly can ask and take your pick. But as far as efficacy, which is really what you want, I don't think it really matters.
What's your go-to when giving a shot? Do you spray the little icy stuff? Do you tickle the arm? Do you tell a joke?
My go-to is to not even come close to giving any shots.
The nurse will be with you in a moment.
Well, I have the most amazing staff. They are so good. And the kids will be like, can you just give it to me? I'm like, I'm the last person you want me to give it to you. And
sure,
I tell my
right
family
back.
That, and they're like, well, you're the one giving it to us when you bring them home. I'm like, yeah, well, you're my kids. But
you're hard on them, right?
I could treat you how I want to treat you, but I'm not going to stick poor Johnny when I have like experts down the hall who are great at it. But they're really good, you know, with kids, and it's, you know, you just have to be reassuring. And some like the spray stuff, and there are these new little pokey plastic things you can put on. So anything you can do to make it easier. And of course, a sticker and a sucker always helps at the end. You know,
and quicker the better. Let's get in, let's get out, let's be done.
For sure.
Real quick, do I have to get the shingles vaccine now? I'm 50. I do?
Yeah, you do. You don't want shingles.
I don't.
You had shingles?
I don't think so.
It's rough.
No, you know, you would know.
Yeah, you'd probably remember. I mean, it's painful, it's itchy, and you know, you think, oh, it's just that chickenpox virus, right? Well, no. I mean, you get over chickenpox, you know, in a pretty short period of time. Shingles can persist for a long time. So get the shingles shot. 30% of people who don't get the shot are going to get shingles. If you get the shot, it drastically reduces your chances of getting it.
Dude, were you? Yeah, you were in school still. You were, what, 2 years ahead of me, right?
Yep.
At Tos East.
Yeah.
Remember Randall? He was in my grade. He got chickenpox when we were freshmen in high school. He was down for a semester.
Right.
Out.
Ooh. Yeah, there are certain things, you know, people always think of kids, and rightfully so, as being, you know, fragile little things. But I will tell you what, they are the toughest human beings. Yep. I mean, they are like, I always joke, like, you know, if your dog woke up down a leg, it'd be like, oh, well. All right. I guess this is how it's going to be.
Kids
are kind of the same way. You know, they don't really know yet how to appropriately complain. You know, I mean, they whine in their own way, but they are just so resilient. And there are certain things you do not want to get as an adult. Hand foot mouth disease is another one, but chickenpox is definitely one. It will level you. I mean, fortunately, now we have the vaccine, but yeah, you're right. Don't want to get some of these things when you're a grown up.
Dr. Tim Richard, pediatrician at Tosa Pediatrics, and my high school classmate as well. Good to see you, Tim.
Great to see you, too.
Yeah, 824 on Wisconsin's Morning News.